Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is our Monday BBS program at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern, and the date of today is the April 11th, 2011. 4-11-2011. I wonder if that means anything. Anyway, another maybe mind control number with the 11 and the 11 in it. 20 might be something or a 2. I don't know. Then we have the 4, which is 2 twos. So let's clear these numbers. So let's clear the 4. Here we go. And I want you all to see if you happen to feel a change. Clearing the 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And now we're going to clear the 11. Remember, this is how they track you, the aliens. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll do 20. 1 for the 2, then we'll do a 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and the 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm yawning, and now we got the 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we'll just see if anybody felt any shifting of their body as these implants, or whatever it would be, the numbers that resonate with you that they put inside of your DNA, see if that's controlling you. So just see how you feel. Your body will tell you. And we can have callers today if you'd like to call in. So just do a brief sentence. I can't take more than probably 20 words, so just need to have headlines because I'm in the now and I don't I lose track of what's happening if you talk for more than maybe a half a minute. So here we go. Let's do a mind-to-heart drop for everybody. Count from 10 to 1 backwards. And that's we're commanding your spirit to bring your awakening thoughts, your awakening consciousness into your heart center. That way you're going to be at 0 point, out of time, on the time-based reality. So you're not necessarily in the true now, but you're in the now of the time. So here we go, out of time, in the time-based reality, turned off. So here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Oh boy, I'm yawning. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Should feel much more peaceful right now. And if you want to bring up the light bean on your monitor screen, we'll bring in the non-gender light beans. So just scroll down a ways, and you're going to see the light bean there. We'll bring in the non-gender light beans. Here comes the energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. You want to come in pretty strong for everybody. Stronger, stronger. You may feel the energy bouncing off your walls probably in about a minute. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, everybody, let's see if our co-host is on today. Annika, are you out there somewhere?
I'm out here, Ron. Yes, thank you for having me on and welcome everyone to Monday show with the Creation Lightship. And I see that there's some people that have had problems with the sound. So we're on station one today, and I have had sound here, and I have been hearing it, and I went to the bbsradio.com listen live on station one, and you can click on that radio button, BBS station one, It does say that the 24K stream is temporarily offline. You can listen, you can click on either the primary, and if that doesn't work, you can go to the secondary radio button and try that. There's a few different ways to try it. And if you have any problems still with the sound, you can also listen via your phone. And you need to dial in 712-432-0075. And there's an access code, which is for Station 1, and that's 652959. And I'm going to put that up on the fast chat as well. So I did feel that, by the way, Ron, that you did first there with the numbers of today, a little bit of stuff coming off my left arm here for some reason. So if you want to call in and share, we'd be happy to have callers today. There's also a few different numbers for that, and they're all for Station 1, and you can see them on BBS Radio. I did put them up here on the fast chat as well. So call-ins are welcome, and maybe you want to talk a little bit about some of the other clearings that you're doing, Ron, like the robotic, and maybe how that can help also if you're having implants, since you were talking about implants coming off from the numbers.
Okay, let's do, that clearing, what we just got through doing is what you could do on the natal chart clearing. That's what it's designed for, is to take away letters and numbers that the aliens associate, or connect you with to them. That's why people, like I've been talking more recently about seeing 1111 on their digital clock. You know, you may have other numbers that seem to always come up in your life. That's just telling you that the aliens are watching you, and the robotic program that they have on you gets activated, and then you automatically look or find a clock, which validates to them that they have you under their spell, under their control. Otherwise, you wouldn't be looking at the clock every day at 11:11 or whatever it is, you know, 1:23 or something. So if you do have that synchronicity, just know that they got you. So I'll go on to that natal chart clearing, and that can help get that off of you. Also, a good one to have, too, besides that, is the planet stars vortex clearing. That's also on the website, because all these things are connecting to you. Remember, just because you see a star out there in the heavens, or many of them, they may not be what you think they are, okay? They might just be like a big spotlight from an alien spacecraft shining there, or it could be artificial intelligence from them doing that. Naturally, when astronomers look at it, they're going to see a different timeline than what you're probably viewing, and whatever they need to validate for themselves about this star is in a certain location, you know, like its GPS location, it will be validated because the mind will do that. So just food for thought. Remember, this planet gets recreated every 20,000 years. Every 2,000 years. So every 2,000 years, everything on this planet is no longer here. And then the Earth spirit decides what to bring back in that next 2,000-year cycle. And that's very interesting when you think about it. And so if it did bring back the old blueprint, then you are going to see, you know, everything here like fossil fuel. What if I didn't want to bring back fossil fuel? The next day that it got turned back on again, all the cars here would be useless, except for the ones that ran on electricity. But then, you know, that might be hard to do because we need to charge the batteries up some way, unless you have solar power. But anyway, just know that every 2,000 years, this planet is recreated from the light, and the Earth spirits is at free choice to bring back into the blueprint what was here previously. So let's do a robotic clearing. This almost everybody feels. Let's work with our knees. So here we go. This is going to take away from you the alien control, the robotic energy, the interface between you and them. That is a program And the, maybe the programmer, the person out there, the thing out there, could even be a just running program on some big master computer, making you behave the way you do. And it connects to your DNA. So here we go. Let's take away this interface and the program with your knees. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So get up, everybody, walk around and just see if your, you know, your legs may feel different. Just see, check out your knees. Maybe they're a little more fluid in their movement. You might feel less pressure on them. And maybe you're actually walking different. And while you're doing that, I'll work on your ankles, taking away the robotic programs there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, if you are truly connected with robotic parts, okay, then you may have a hard time walking. Remember, these energies of being connected to or being a robotic person, like an android, once you take away that program, then the body has to relearn how to walk again. So if you are having that problem right now, that means that you are, in a sense, you know, a robot. You can still be human, you can still have bones and everything else and bleed and have the pain that the body has. But if you are having difficulties walking, then you are typically an experiment being a robot. Okay, so you may want to do that clearing to get that energy off of you. A good way to tell is to walk up some stairs. See if you have a problem, because you may have to look at it and say, gee, what do I do with these stairs? I have to walk differently. And then after a while, doing it a few times, the robotic program that's installed in you by the aliens will be self-correcting, and it will actually start to learn and understand how to walk upstairs or to move forward. And maybe after a few times, maybe 100 steps or so, it will be reintegrated back into you. And that's perfectly normal. And, you know, but the control on that, having the aliens tell you how to walk, will be taken off of you. This is why you want to do that robotic program. So back to you, Annika, and we'll see if we can get a caller to come in here.
Yes, okay. So you were also talking about the natal clearing there with the numbers, and I wanted to mention that that's $50 per person to do that, which is a really good price. So I think I heard a beep, actually. Is anybody out there?
Yes, I had a question. I've noticed that shortly before each program is to begin, I often feel a compulsion to run off and do something else or start another project, even though I look forward to the programs, and I'm aware of that as sort of a alien manipulation, so some of that is balanced out, but maybe you could do a clearing for anyone else who is experiencing something similar.
Yeah, that can happen. So let me take away the program that you have. I can't say it'll be away forever, but we'll do it right now, and you can see how your thoughts are. We're going to take away the program that wanted to take you away from the BBS program here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, yeah, this is pretty big. 4, 5, I'll get rid of an implant here. There's like an implant kind of at the base of your neck is what I'm picking up, maybe more on the body side. Looks like about a 2-inch diameter button. Do you feel anything there on the back of your shoulders, we'll say? Neck and shoulders there?
I was feeling quite a bit of popping in my neck just as the program began.
Okay, so here we go. Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There, it's coming out. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Dude, that should probably be released from you. It feels pretty good to me. How do you feel? Do you feel light, more of a light area there now? Less tension?
You still there? Hello?
Yes, yes, I'm still here. It does feel much lighter. More flexibility, more movement.
Great.
Well, that's great. How long have you been listening to the show? I'm just curious.
Since the beginning of the year, mid-January.
Oh, that's so great. Okay. Well, I'm actually really happy you called in and brought that up because I know that that is something that probably a lot of people could, you know, possibly go through. It was very good to hear somebody call in and bring that up. So that's really good. Do you have other questions about clearings or anything else?
I think that was the main one for today, so I'll let someone else ask a question.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling.
What you're describing, everybody has something like that typically. It may not be an implant, but, you know, if you look at people that may be dancers that, you know, dance in a line or something, you know, like maybe line dancing. I won't say that's what it would be, but people who do things in unison as a group, and they all have these using the word programmed movements, okay? That's probably a robotic program being interfaced with them so that they're perfect, okay? And naturally, you see it. To me, it's kind of disgusting getting into judgment here, but when I watch the soldiers do the goose step on TV sometimes, man, you really know that these hundreds, if not thousands, of soldiers are under a mind control program, because just doing that itself, I mean, I don't even know how they do that, you know?
They're all hooked up very strongly.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So everybody has that, and so somehow it gets connected some way. How, I don't know why, you know, or who did it, but that program is installed in those people so that they're perfect. And plus, you know, if you notice, a lot of times when you see that, the uniforms that they're wearing or whatever they're wearing, you know, the clothing is normally perfect too. So that could bring up a whole other thing, are they clones? But I won't get into that on this program yet. So thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
And I'm glad that you
continue to listen to the show
here.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think Ed had a question out here. Did the Nibiruans have soul, spirits, or both, or none? That's probably the ones that the light ship took out that tried to decimate Japan here. Let me see here. Looking at it, I would say probably feeling safe here. 80% were true aliens of the darkness, no spirit or soul. The other 20 very possibly could have that in it. Remember, just because you have a spirit or soul doesn't mean that you're completely of the light. You know, the mind can take that over, and you can choose the darkness of mind versus your spirit in your heart, which probably most people have chosen on this planet here, to go to the mind instead of going to the heart. That's why we have the sad state of affairs here with humanity, because people have chosen mind, which is darkness, over the light, which is spirit energy, and the mind is judgment. So that's basically what it is. So when that happens, when people choose the judgment energy, duality energy, then somebody always is suffering, because there's always a winner and a loser. If you look at life, that's the way it is here. And it's just sad. We're in the true light energy. Everything has free choice, free will. There's no energetic cordings. There's no emotions because everything just experiences everything in divine perfection. So that's the difference. So back to you, Annika. So I hope I answered that question okay for you. So I'd say planet safe, 80% were true aliens. I won't say that they're reptilian or whatever, you know, I don't get into that too much. But, you know, whatever was there on that planet, we'll say, remember those beings can shapeshift too. So, you know, you might see them as an angel possibly, if you were to draw one, but what are they really? So, you know, they can aliens do shapeshifting, which means that they can bring anything into a body, even appear to be human sometimes. So that's the way it is. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if there was another caller. I thought I heard another beep, but maybe that was the first caller going off. Is there anyone out there now waiting? Okay. I might be hearing when the call actually ends. So moving on here, so thank you for... Oh, there was a beep though, right?
Yes.
Heard a beep.
Okay. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Edward in San Francisco.
Hi, Edward.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Ron did a clearing for a moon courting a couple weeks ago that seemed to help my sleep a lot. My sleep problem's been creeping up a little bit, just waking up way too early. So I'm wondering whether another clearing for the moon might help that.
Okay, so what I understand you're saying then is that the energy of the moon is connecting to you a lot, causing you not to sleep. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. So let's do that here. Clearing it away. See what we can do. And this is probably good to get, you know, if you're going to be experiencing that or anybody else is to do that. I think we have an unlimited for the planet star courting energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll see if that helped you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Another question from Ed here. Are there ever wars in the universe of light? How do I say that? There's planets in the universe of light now. I think maybe it was probably put out to the far edges of the universe of light, which is probably how the darkness, in a sense, captured it. But typically, if you just look at the universe of light, no, there would not be any wars because there's no judgment. Nothing needs to compete with anything else. So, no, there'd be nothing in there because everything is free choice, free will. Nothing's going to overtake anything else. As far as where we are here, at this point, yes, through the ascension process, the darkness needs to come out of the light, and it's getting out of here. Remember, the spirit of the earth is still only at like 40%. So for me, this is a very sad state of affairs because we've been working with that for a long time. I don't know when it was 3%. Maybe it was... October, maybe a year and a half ago or something. I'm not sure, but what I do know is it has increased. But even though it's at 40%, it just means that it has, you know, 40% of different parts of it here. It's not that it's one whole body with maybe, you know, we'll just say the, you know, 40% in wholeness. I don't think the 40% is not in wholeness. But it is getting 40% of itself here, just like yourself. You know, you could be missing an arm, and you could be in your body, but your arm's missing. So this is why we have such problems here. So the Earth spirit is still unable to protect the Earth from alien invasion, okay? And this is why the light chip is here to help that out, because it is an ascension type of scenario. And then we also have, you know, like I mentioned, the United States government that put soldiers from the 60s, maybe even earlier than that, too, into, you know, other dimensions, we'll say, other realities, other timelines. There's different words you could use there. It might be all the same, but they transported people, just like we see on Stargate. And like the new movie that's out, Source Code, just look at that, where they brought someone back to try to change an event. So the soldiers that probably were in the military, and I think they're even going back further, and I think they're going to, this may sound even more sci-fi, but if you've been listening to me, you can kind of get a handle on it. What I think they're going to do, or have done, is they went back to all the soldiers that were here in World War II. Now, remember, they're living, and maybe before they went into battle, they can take those same soldiers, because remember, you can change the timeline. So they have the technology to go back to, say, the 1940s, and then project those soldiers into a future timeline. And there was quite a few of them. This may even be all the allies. I can't swear to that, but this is just a way you can look at it. And then have them trained in a timeline way in the beyondo here with the particular alien weaponry, and then bring them back, even though they may not be living today. Because remember, the past, if you go into a timeline of the past, people are still living there. So that might be very interesting, and that's what I think they are doing now, or they have done that. I haven't seen any of those soldiers come back from that time frame now, okay? So that's quite interesting. So anyway, that's kind of, I guess, what we're kind of looking at here. So the Universe of Light, you know, normally, almost all the time, we'll say, does not have any type of battles. But because of ascension now and the Earth spirit being unable to protect itself and being unable to protect you, is now the light ship is here to help out these forces that are attempting to get rid of the aliens because they need to get out of here. If the Earth spirit was fully empowered, it would get them out instantly, because it would be light. Remember, light does not, you can't destroy light. And the light's so powerful that the aliens cannot even come close to manufacturing, creating, simulating light. So the light's, you know, always wins with that standpoint. But because we're still not at ascension time here, and these remote viewers will say that went from the 60s that got transported into the future, which we see movies on this here, so I'm not giving you anything that's really, really top secret or anything like that. But they were viewing back here, and they go, man, something's happening here in this time frame. So they came back here, and that's the reason. So the light ship did not ask them to come back. Your spirit did not ask them to come back. These are physical people living who look back with their viewing techniques or whatever. Maybe they have history books. I don't know. Maybe they see things happening. Remember, all we know about is the future. And they know about the past because they're already in the future. So looking back, they go, well, there's going to be problems here. Just think of the movie Battle L.A., okay? So it's kind of ironic that that movie is out now also. So that's where we are. They're coming back to try to save the Earth, because if the Earth gets destroyed by the aliens, then their life is destroyed too, because this is like the grounding point for those future timelines. Okay, so we'll see what happens here. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's all very, very interesting. So the movies that Ron mentioned is Source Code, and also Battle LA, kind of a little bit of parallel to what Ron actually is talking about that is going on. So also with the different clearings here, one of them that is really, really valuable to do is the Planet Star courting release. And I just had a look at that, and just to remind me, that is $100. And it includes moons, vortexes, stargates, portals, asteroids, and comets. And, of course, it's called the Planet Star Attack Removals. If you go to the website, you just scroll down underneath the barcode section, and you'll find it there. And I wanted to mention that Marie was saying here, but now I don't see it, but she was saying, my fast chat went away, but she was mentioning how she's been doing the robotic clearing and how it's really helped her to walk. So another fantastic one for all of us to do. And Stephanie is wondering, what kind of clearing would you recommend when brain waves all scrambled up? And it kind of made me think about the mind loop, but I could be wrong. Maybe there's something else, Ron?
Yeah, that's what I'd say, the mind loop one clearing.
Okay.
Finally, the mind loop two is when you first are born and you come out and you go, oh, crap, I got all this negativity on me, all this mind control programming. And so that's what mind loop two is about. That's the shock of being here. Mind loop one is how you have repetitive patterns, how you can't get out of your own way, how you beat yourself up by your own thoughts, by other people's thoughts. So here we go. We'll do a clearing for the mind loop one sample here. Here we go. Just think of something that you keep repeating in your mind, okay, as it runs through all the time. Here we go. So it could even be an addiction. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, knee, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if that helps you. You may have a little more mental clarity, and that kind of brings you back into the now. Remember, these mind loop programs, much like the robotic programs that the aliens give you, are to keep you away from being in the present moment. Remember, everything that they do to you is interference. That's the problem that they're doing. Remember, they want to dominate and control. That's their bottom line, common denominator, and they live up your emotional stuff, emotional energy. This is why we do the timeline crashing, so that you put an emotional clearing in there of what you're dealing with, and you can get off some of those timelines. Remember, they only want you because of your emotions. If you had no emotions, then they would not want or even need you. They'd probably look somewhere else. But since they brought the emotions into you, through your DNA, so you got to recycle all these emotions through every lifetime. You can never get out of the light. I mean, get out of the darkness into the light, because the process is that you're born with DNA in your body. In fact, I'll release that from you right now. Your body only needs the DNA to make the physical body look like the way it is. Okay, it doesn't need the DNA to be with you after that. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to do a quick release here for everybody. And this will last throughout the program. We'll just disconnect the charge of the DNA that you have that's running amok in you right now. Here we go. I have to count to 20. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And one, two, heavy clearing, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay. So how are you doing, Annika? My fast chat is off here.
You know, my
I don't think the aliens like what we're doing.
No,
here.
There's something up with this because I can't see anything on it now. So, yeah, they don't like it, but I sure did. So I appreciate that very much. Yeah, I wish I could have that, you know, done every day, and I'm sure many would agree. So while we're waiting for the fast chat, maybe I can talk a little bit about where you're going to be in the end of April, April 30th and May 1st. You're going to be at the Omaha Health, Wellness, and Fitness Expo, Omaha, Nebraska. So if you are anywhere near there, come and join Ron with Lightship, and you will also bring out your chamber, light infusion chamber, to Omaha, right, Ron?
Yep, I'll be there with it.
Okay.
So we'll have a lot of fun. Hopefully you people that are listening can come and see me, so it would be nice at least to see one or two friendly people. You know, I don't know how Omaha is with the receptivity. We'll find out, you know.
Yeah.
So the East Coast and West Coast are very receptive, but we're going into the center of the country here and a little north, so we'll just see what happens. I feel like I need to try that to see what's if we can educate a few more people. So never know.
Yep. And this weekend you just did a marathon weekend here with the Ascension Preparation Call. April 9th, an 8-hour intensive conference call was yesterday, and there's two more coming up in this month, the 17th and the 24th. So if you want to join in on those calls, do email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So that's just the it's creationlightship@yahoo.com. So, yeah, thank you for doing all that, Ron. So now I still can't see anything here. So, but we do take callers if you want to call in. I do remember one question that was on there, I think. I'm trying to see here now if I can remember. Edward, oh, I heard something. Somebody out there? Hello.
Hello, it's Ed.
Oh, hi, Ed. I was just trying to remember what you wrote on the fast chat, so thank you for calling.
Okay, well, I'll read it to you then.
Okay.
I just came back on mysteriously. Okay, so since there's no wars in the true universe of light worlds, and a few times I've asked Ron, Ron, what are you doing on the light ship right now? And he's usually always standing in the casualty bay, the triage room, surveying a lot of, you know, broken bodies, let's say.
Yeah.
And so that means that since there's no wars in the universe of light, then Rod must be working on the spirits, or physical bodies of those of the time worlds. Is that correct?
Yes. In a sense, that would be correct. Sometimes things happen that should not happen. Maybe an accident, maybe something goes wrong, maybe the darkness is able to destroy something out there of light, kind of like what we have here with missiles, et cetera. So, yeah, I do go out and help those life forms. That's what I mainly do. And I also teach the light beings how to do healing. So that's
right.
What I actually do on the light ship.
I think that's wonderful.
I do have my own particular ship that I go out with that's designed to do these, you know, extensive emergency, healings and things that happen. And, you know, when I bring back the picture sometimes, I normally try to stay numbed out, but sometimes I get awoken at night and I do have to see and look and I know what I'm doing, and some things aren't very pretty.
Yeah, I could imagine they're horrific, actually.
Yeah. So, But other than that, that's what I do is I train other light beings. The way it works, the light beings that we're working with now on the light ship are, since there's all different types, as I bring up, we'll say like dolphins and giraffes and dinosaurs and dogs and cats and plants. All these are the spirits of light beings that chose to come into a form, and they're choosing the forms that are more associated to our planet here. There are other ones that, or many, many other ones that I could not really bring to us, because some people might see them and they might wonder why an ant has like maybe 100 legs. You know, it might kind of freak you out. So I keep the ones that are more common to what we can see here for the seers, okay? And they will be going to where they need to go to at ascension time for the planet that will sustain their life. So it won't necessarily be here. Now, what happens is, since maybe they're ants, what they're doing now, for instance, they're cross-training to work with humans. And then so are the dolphins cross-training to work with humans, because they'll be able to work with their own particular energies there if it's needed. So that's kind of the way it works. Because sometimes, like what we have here, the planet might shift a little bit. Maybe something happens. Maybe the darkness might just come in a little bit, and they'll need to have help. And so these beings are designed to add assistance if that is needed. So right now they're just cross-training.
And that's wonderful.
So you
made a comment earlier about, which I never picked up on ever, that we only need our DNA to form our bodies in the first place, and once it gets going, you don't need it anymore. Did I get that right?
You got it right, yes, uh-huh. What you need is a spiritual blueprint for your spirit to come into.
Okay, because I've been trying to figure out my own personal thing where I have a birthmark deformity from childhood, and I've always thought that it was, and I've always believed, that it was damage done to my DNA, and I had basically retroviruses or whatever you want to call them, darkness energy blockages, vampiristically living off my energy pathways, and that was all tied to the DNA. So I keep trying to figure out why we can't get a healing to work on me. And, you know, I go through all the very various things that you've taught us about, missing parts of spirit, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm wondering if this thing that keeps persisting on my body, where is it coming from if not the DNA?
Okay, very good question, Ed. So we'll just talk about like a birthmark, okay? So people have birthmarks, and you look at the birthmark, and maybe it's in a location, maybe on your arm, and you look at your arm, and you go, boy, this is discolored. How come I have that? Well, it's very possible that your DNA got activated from a previous lifetime of the DNA body that it was in, which we can call past lives. And maybe for some reason you were shot there, had a spear put in you. Maybe you got poked with a stick, and that got imprinted into the RNA, which went into the DNA, and all of a sudden in this lifetime it popped out. So that's one way to look at it. Another way is maybe the spirit came in too soon, and it was damaged. So now it came in, and that part of the spirit was not completely healed by the light of the darkness, because a lot of the darkness wanted you to come here too quickly. And so the spirit did not have spirit energy there, and it could not energize that part of your body fully enough in light to produce the physical body in perfection. Okay? So that's another way of looking at it. The third way would be, well, maybe for some reason there was a hitchhiker, and it was an alien life form that attached to you, and that could be why it's not healing too, or why it's there. So there's many ways of looking at it, and all of those could be, you know, could be there. But typically I would more than likely say it's from the DNA being destroyed in that area, or maybe, you know, that's probably most of it. I'd say 90% of the reason why people have problems. The other 10% is probably because the spirit did not get healed enough upon coming back in again.
Okay, because what I'm trying to figure out now is, all right, I've learned many things with you, and I've been 3 years of clearing and asking for the solution to this, and, you know, what is it? And I tell my body things, I do that, tell your spirit this, direct your spirit to do I do all that, yet it persists. So I'm looking at it, I'm going, what is it? I understand what you just said about the three ways, the three general ways, where you could get the start of something like this. What I'm looking at now and looking for is why it persists. Okay, I can understand if there was like an alien form that hopped onto me and screwed up that part of me because, you know, it was living in my body or whatever. Okay, fine. But if that's gone now, and we've gone through the clearings, and you've just removed all the DNA, et cetera, what is it in me that keeps me recreating it and having it persist?
It's probably imprinted into your body then. So once it shows up, then it gets imprinted into your current DNA that you're living right now, and that's with you. So it's much like, you know, if, let's say you broke your arm and then the arm healed. Well, your body still has the blueprint of having a broken arm in this lifetime.
Okay.
And
are
so
there
we'll
clearings to
you? Because that's part of the creation energy that your body knows about, because that creation energy is what you're experiencing. Okay. Now,
is there a way to clear those memories from the body?
Sometimes the clearing, which is the, let's see here. I don't know if it's the Immaculate Conception clearing. Spirit infusion, I think is what we call it. The spirit infusion allows you to recreate and bring forth in your spiritual blueprint when you're being created for that first 9 months. You can bring forth talents from your DNA from the past. And you can also maybe help out from some body imperfections. Because what happens is when you come here and you're born, your spirit's hoping to help you out all that it can, but there's so many different ways that it can go and that you can go in your life. So you may stumble upon something that you'd like to do, but there's not enough horsepower with you through bringing forth the older DNA that might give you the edge on what you're doing. Maybe you just have, you know, maybe 100 years of DNA that's activated. But maybe, you know, it might go back further than that where you can bring forth more energy for a particular area. So that's why that clearing is kind of nice for that. Whether it would help you or not, Ed, or other people with maybe a problem, it's hard to say.
Right.
No, but all I could probably think of is that, we'll just talk about cancer. All of a sudden, people get cancer. Well, where does that come from? It comes from something that's stored inside of the person. Although we all have cancer cells, there's some kind of energy there which makes it get activated. And typically, that's why we do the emotional clearing, to free the energy up in the bodies initially. But if you already have cancer, then by doing the emotional clearing, could that get rid of the cancer? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe there's something deeper that has to go, you know, be looked at. You know, find out what the initial cause of that would be. Remember, once something gets started, it's a little more difficult to get rid of. And basically, for what I have found, it's harder to heal something in somebody that's physical, where you can actually look at something. Whereas if it's internal, if you don't see it, then it's not going to be imprinted onto the mind, and the mind won't know what's going on because your eyes aren't catching it. And so then, you know, you can actually have a healing internally much easier than you can one that deals with your skin or something that you can actually see. Or, you know, you go to the doctor, and the doctor shows you a blueprint of yourself where you have broken bones. Right away, your mind sees that, and it takes that as the true reality. And once it sees that true reality of what's happening to you, then you have a harder time getting healed because it now imprints that into your DNA, and now you're bringing forth all the broken bones or whatever in you, whatever that X-ray shows, of all your past, and it comes flying forward.
Right. What I figure is that just like other things in my life that with the clearings have just basically disappeared. I'm talking about magnetic attraction to persons, situations, whatever, things that used to be habitual as I just assume it's part of being human. I find that I just don't care anymore. So I figure the clearings are working, and if we just keep going along and go deeper and deeper with these things and get more and more out that doesn't belong in there, eventually we're going to come across this thing. So I figure, you know, I think about should I worry about physical solutions, but I'm, for right or wrong, I'm deciding to, no, I want to have this done energetically. I want to learn the lesson of why I have it. And
you don't need to learn it. You don't? That's the trap. Remember, that's the trap, because whatever you have is on your plate, but you don't have to understand how and why. Because when you start to figure out how and why, then that brings in the mental energy. And then the mental energy will start looking for solutions all the time. And then it'll create a self-fulfilling prophecy, and now you have more energy blocks on it.
Right.
Okay, so all you want to do is, you know, I got this problem, whatever it is, and, you know, you want to kind of, in a sense, figure out what it is. But if you start figuring out more, you know, it's like people who, you know, want to, you know, get more information, they get a self-fulfilling prophecy of finding more and more stuff, and it may lead you astray and clog your mind up with more information than what's really needed.
Yeah, that's like knowing too much.
Knowing too much, yeah. But that's why I don't read anything.
Right.
I don't read books. I might, if I do read an article, if it's over a paragraph in length, to me that's a lot. Okay, so I haven't read anything for, I don't know, a long, long time, probably the middle 80s. And then I didn't read much at all either, especially books on healing and stuff or New Age metaphysics.
Right.
So I just try to stay in the now, because otherwise you keep looking and searching, and then you're hooked into mind energy.
Right. So the thing to do is to lightly stay with the program.
Right. Uh-huh.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, sir.
So that's kind of all that I can say, and I'm sure everybody out there has something that might be their little pet peeve or something, you know, what they're dealing with. And just keep doing the clearings. And, you know, like I say, you know, you may want to look at it, what could be causing that, you know. Go through all the clearings and figure out which one might benefit you the most. And if you haven't had any success the way you want it to be, then, you know, the most important one that's probably on the website after you've done a few clearings or so is the magnetic and twisted body. Now, all these clearings are assuming that all your bodies are here. Now, if you have a body out in the Beyondo that's held hostage by the aliens, you may not ever get well. I don't want to sound negative here, but that's why we'll be doing that 108 body retrieval at some point. Hopefully in 6 months I'll have it up. Right now I'm just busy doing other stuff here, and the life ship is not quite prepared to bring that one up. If it was, I would have it instantly. So I do have it on the burner, we'll say, and I would like to get it up, but so far I'm not being nudged enough to do that. I think.
Yeah, I could see it would be a lot of work.
Yeah, it would be a lot of work, yeah, because having one person do 108 bodies, that's a lot of energy.
Multiplied times all the people, yes.
Yeah, so right now they're helping out the United States military with the soldiers that are coming here from the future into different timelines, including our own timeline here, to fight the aliens. So that's what they're doing.
So wonderful.
I can get some more information on the World War II soldiers. You know, I'll look at that at some point. But I mean,
I'd be curious.
This is a very big assault. I guess they use the word campaign. I don't have any military background, so. But this is very big because they're coming here. So, you know, it's quite interesting to watch and see what's happening. So I'm dealing with two people that show up almost, I can see them almost physically, but they're not physical. One of them is Air Force. He's in one of those, you know, brown suits, you know, type of thing. And the other one is probably a, I don't know, he has a lot of, he's in a dark blue, maybe a purple type uniform. He has a hat on. He has probably about six rows of golden little things on his, you know, on his shirt. You know, I don't know what they are, but they're both very high up, you know, individuals in the military that where they're working. So that's what comes to me, and they sometimes ask for assistance. The one with the brown clothing on came in, you know, like I said, a few days ago, and he was like completely distressed because the aliens were taking out a lot of our flying saucers that they brought in here from the future. So they're not protected with light. So they're almost little light ships, like from the light ship. The light ship brought their technology around them onto the skin of the ship. So now they can go through battles and not even get hit by the, just using the term lasers or whatever the aliens are doing. So they're very nice and very happy to not be able to be taken out. So that's what's happening right now. But looks like our show's about ready to end. And we'll just see, you know, what happens in the future. I'm in the moment all the time with this here, and I don't dwell too much on what they're doing with the United States military. What I can say is that all the other countries are under the United States, so that's the way it works. The United States gives them the orders, and that would be the Polish, I'm trying to think who all came on, the Russians. Let me think here. You recall what it was, Annika?
Did you say Germans as well?
Germans came, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you say Chinese were coming?
And the British.
British.
The Chinese, I think, are just going to attempt to work with the ground assault here,
mm-hmm.
if that ever happens. I don't see them going into timelines right now.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong in the future, but right now they don't, apparently, I don't think they have the technology to time travel. Or if they do, they haven't showed up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are.
That's where we are.
We are, yeah. So we'll find out what happens, you know. But
yeah.
These movies are coming out that you see about the aliens coming here and stuff, and those are probably just, you know, indications, maybe warnings or whatever, what the future could be. And as you look at them, especially Battle L.A., it looks, you know, like it could be a possibility. It's not that it's scary. To me, when I saw it, it looked okay, knowing that the light could take out these things very easily. You know, the forces here need some help. The light ship is here to assist them if and when they need help. And that's the only reason why the light ship is intervening, because it's taken away their free will and the free will of the Earth spirit. Otherwise, it would not come in to, you know, help out whatsoever, because that's not what its mission is. It's here to do ascension. But when it starts to have the darkness come in and steal people, steal their souls, which is what they basically do, in the bodies, then it's kind of, you know, why they're here and why they're helping the military. So that's it.
Mm-hmm. So we're at our end
here.
Yeah.
So I'll say blessings to all of you. Need to get ready for the 1 hour conference call in a half an hour. We have these three times a week at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. The Monday and Friday ones are $20. If you wish to have some physical healing, we go there to the light ship for an hour. And our next BBS program is Wednesday, and the program starts at 7 o'clock Pacific time, and that's 10 o'clock Eastern. So thank you, Annika. Thank you for the callers, and we'll see you later, everybody.